With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. The investigation continues into an officer-involved shooting last month that left a Salinas woman dead. Police were called because she allegedly threatened to kill someone. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The shooting happened on March 1st on East Laurel Drive. Salinas police officers and hostage negotiators tried for hours to get 20-year-old Brenda Mendoza Rodriguez to surrender. She had barricaded herself in a broken-down green Ford Explorer that she was living in. That's video from the minutes leading up to the shooting. The Monterey County District Attorney's Office shared it during a press conference Tuesday. Police knew Rodriguez was dealing with mental illness and that she had given birth about 3 weeks before. The baby was removed from her custody because the child was born with meth in its system. According to the DA's office, Rodriguez held up what turned out to be an airsoft gun 4 times. But District Attorney Janine Pacioni says officers were unsure whether the gun was real or fake because it didn't have a bright orange marking on its tip. When Rodriguez pointed the airsoft gun directly at police, 3 officers fired 18 rounds.
All of the officers stated that they were afraid, not only for themselves, but for their other officers, and particularly the hostage negotiator officers who were not in a position of protection.
Last month, community members demonstrated at Salinas City Hall to demand justice in this case. The DA's office is still investigating. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.